Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Holman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Scott Holman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Peñat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rodin. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rick Rodin. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli strikes out. One out. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Parker reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first, with Holman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peñat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rodon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Oquendo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Strawberry trying to get to home. Easler throws the ball into Peña who tags Strawberry, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Giles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 1 in the game. Ray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Holman, and towards Giles, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oquendo. The throw from Peña and he is out, Barra applying the tag. One out. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holman strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hebner. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Hebner steals second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heap. Easler reaches second base with a double. Hebner scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña bunts between the mound and first base. Holman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. Easler moves to third. One out. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-1 in the game. Barra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rodon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodon is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-2 in the game. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Backman now playing second base. Brian Giles now playing shortstop. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hebner. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Backman applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Bradley pinch hits for Scott Holman. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray misplays the ball. That's an error on Ray. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 3 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Brooks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Pirates, 1. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray fields it and throws to second for the out. Brooks moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0 for 2 in the game. Barra bunts towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to second. One out. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Rick Roden. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 3 in the game. Ray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Scurry now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Giles moves to second. George Foster pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Kent Tekulva now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow fields it and throws to second for the out. Giles moves to third. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Barrow fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Jim Morrison pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parker. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Parker steals second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is walked intentionally. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parker scores. Morrison moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.